96.5 TIC, 8:31, time to the lighter side, here with the stories, bring the stories, Christine Lee.
It is safe to drink up to 25 cups of coffee a day, boom.
What?
Write that down.
Well, who said that?
A new study found it's safe
on.
For your heart. If
who
you
drinks
drink
25 cups a day?
A lot of coffee.
Who drinks 10?
You know what? I bet you anything, if I look who did the study,
yeah,
that it was the coffee cups,
it's
the coffee
Juan Valdez.
Makers of America.
It's Juan Valdez.
Starbucks.
Well, anyway, yeah. The 10 most amazing moments of the past 100 years.
Okay.
Can you name anything that is on
moon
this?
Landing.
Yes, okay. That is on the list. Very
okay.
Good. Very, very good, Gary. And most of the last 100 years.
You're talking about moments?
Yeah, most okay. Amazing moments.
All right, the moon landing.
Yes.
When that soldier grabbed that nurse at the end of World War II for that iconic photo.
I'm going to give it to you because you said the end of World War II, which was actually the number one most amazing moment of the last 100
okay,
years.
Okay, there you go.
The end of World War II. Yeah. The first organ transplant in 1954.
Wow.
The first heart transplant in 67.
Yeah.
Penicillin, the rise of it.
How about the invention of the internet?
The Berlin Wall begins to fall in 89.
Yep.
Vaccine for tuberculosis is on here.
Yeah.
The internet didn't make the list of the top 10 most amazing moments of the past 100 years.
Wow.
The first mobile phone call in 1973 is on the list, but not top 10.
How about when the first African-American was made president of the United States, Barack Obama?
That was one of the most amazing moments of the last 100 years, for sure.
Yeah.
There is a cat who attacks her owner whenever the owner sings. And on this day, which is Hug Your Cat Day,
Cat Day, that's right.
In case you haven't seen this, a New Jersey woman named Liz Kroniak.
Oh, the kitty doesn't like singing.
Has been posting videos of her cat attacking her.
Love that.
Every time she sings.
Is it a specific song or anything?
No, because she changes the songs. And so apparently it's the singing.
It's the singing
not
itself.
The song.
Wow.
I mean, that's got to be some bad singing. Liz Kroniak.
Do not sing.
If you want to go look
Liz
it
Kroniak.
Up. You know, is it a good thing or a bad thing when parents get involved in helping their child find a significant other, Gary?
Bad. That's like a yenta.
Yeah.
Oh, darling, do I have a match for your daughter?
Right.
No.
Have you ever gotten involved in matchmaking for your kids?
No, never. Never. Don't ever go down that path because it's a no-win situation. It's a no-win situation.
I don't think I've ever gotten involved.
My kids
are too young at this
engineer
point anyway.
Who your kids are attracted to? Come on.
I just want my kids to live in the basement forever and never leave.
No,
I'm still
like
at
shark.
That point.
No, you'll change your mind on that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take?
Oh, yeah. If they're 18 and 19 still living there... That's
I don't have a problem with that. I have a 14 and a 16-year-old. I don't want them ever to leave.
You don't have a problem now.
Okay. Finally, a woman in Florida was busted for drugs.
Florida.
When the cops told her to stand up, two things fell out.
Okay. A giant bag of something?
Yes, Molly.
Yeah.
And some kind of other product that she was holding inside of her. She was arrested on.
Oh, it was inside of her?
Yes, Gary. When she stood up, they fell out. It was like she made change, like an ATM.
Can I ask you a stupid question without getting gross?
Yes.
Was the stuff that fell out lubricated because...
It was in a bag.
Well, just because it's in a bag, how would it just fall out?
It just fell out.
It was just right there. You know what?
Yeah, move on.
All right.
Craig and Company.
Oh, would you look at his donut.
On 96.5 TIC.
Let's go!